Late last year, Alaska Governor Bill Walker said he would not pursue construction of the controversial Juneau Access Project. The project's goal was to improve transportation between Juneau and the road system connected Haines and Skagway. After Walker's decision not to move forward with the road extension, people wondered what would happen to millions of dollars earmarked for it. The passage of a capital budget last week gives some indication. It's still unclear exactly what the Juneau Access money will be used for. Governor Walker proposed reappropriating all $47 million to other transportation and infrastructure needs in northern Southeast. House Capital Budget Coordinator Paul LaBolle said that was a sticking point during negotiations. The Senate wanted to get rid of Walker's appropriation. The House majority wanted to keep it. So they met in the middle. About $21 million stays in the Juneau Access pot, and $21 million goes to Lynn Canal Transportation and Infrastructure.
It's important to me that the money stays in the region.
Governor Walker was in Haines shortly after the legislature agreed on a capital budget. He attended the Southeast Alaska State Fair with his family and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott.
So what brought you to the fair today?
Well, the Fairweather.
The Fairweather is an Alaska Marine Highway ferry.
It was good to, I've not been on a ferry for a while, so it was good to be on one today. Brings back lots of memories, my years in Valdez, 30 years in Valdez. Obviously the Chilcat preceded the Bartlett, preceded all the other vessels, and so it was just nice to be back on the ferry system today.
It's the ferry system that many residents in Haines and Skagway want the state to focus on. Walker visited the Upper Lynn Canal last fall as he was deliberating on the future of Juneau Access. Residents here said they wanted the state to invest in a stronger, more reliable ferry system, not a road. Walker did not say whether the $20 million reappropriated for Lynn Canal infrastructure would be invested in the Marine Highway.
You know, I don't know if there's, that's one of the things I'm looking at to see if there are projects in the works. I'm not sure that there are at this point. There's other uses for portions of it. So it's in fiscal times like this, every dollar finds a home. And so there's a lot of tugging and pulling at that money, I'll put it that way.
That money could go a long ways in the ferry system.
Yes, it could, and that's certainly some of the options out there.
The Department of Transportation also does not have an answer yet about the fate of the reappropriated Juneau Access money. Here's spokeswoman Aura Landau.
There are no specific projects listed in that appropriation right now. So at a later date, a process will be set up to determine the use of those funds.
In addition to the general health of the ferry system, there are other expensive Haines and Skagway transportation and infrastructure projects on the horizon. For example, Skagway needs a new ferry dock. DOT says replacing the dock would cost about $26 million. Haines's Lutac Dock is in desperate need of repair. That facility is the town's entryway for freight and fuel. The cheapest repair is price tagged at $21 million. So, as Walker implied, it may be a tug of war for the Juneau Access millions. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.